ఓం నమో భగవతే శ్రీరమణాయ. వి హంబ్లీ లే దిస్ సావనేర్ రమణ జ్యోతి 1969 ఇన్ ఎయిడ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ రమణ ఆడిటోరియం, దట్ ఈస్ ది ప్రెసెంట్ హాల్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ ష్రైన్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ శ్రీ రమణ మహర్షి. రమణ జ్యోతి సావనేర్ కమిటీ మెంబర్స్ శ్రీ డిఎస్ శాస్త్రి, రిటైర్డ్ చీఫ్ ఏజెంట్ సెంట్రల్ బ్యాంక్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా మెడ్రాస్ గ్రూప్, శ్రీ కెకే నంబియార్ చీఫ్ ఇంజనీర్ సిమెంట్ సర్వీస్ బెరు మెడ్రాస్, డాక్టర్ టిఎన్ కృష్ణస్వామి మెడికల్ ప్రాక్టీషనర్ మెడ్రాస్, శ్రీ ఫ్రెంజీ దొరాబ్జీ పార్ట్నర్ వెలింగ్టన్ టాకీస్ మెడ్రాస్, ప్రొఫెసర్ కె స్వామినాథన్ చీఫ్ ఎడిటర్ కలెక్టెడ్ వర్క్స్ ఆఫ్ మహాత్మా గాంధీ న్యూఢిల్లీ, శ్రీ పుపట్లాల్ బి కొటక్ మేనేజింగ్ డైరెక్టర్ మిసెస్ కొటక్ అండ్ కో బాంబే, శ్రీ జె శ్రీనివాసన్ చార్టర్డ్ అకౌంటెంట్ బెంగళూరు, అండ్ శ్రీ వి గణేశన్ మేనేజింగ్ ఎడిటర్ ది మౌంటైన్ పాత్ శ్రీ రమణాశ్రమ్. రమణ జ్యోతి 1969. ద కంటెంట్స్: ఇంట్రొడక్షన్, సైలెంట్ మాస్టర్స్ సావరిన్ ప్రెసెన్స్, శ్రీ రమణ మహర్షి మై మాస్టర్, సెల్ఫ్ ఎన్క్వైరీ, రమణ ఈస్ ద వే ఆల్సో ద గోల్, the serious all important question, the master key, reflections, the great quest, amrita nadi, guru is within, teacher and people, jnana marga and bhagavan, the gates of jai, how bhagavan learnt malayalam, ramana jyoti above and below, meditation hall and meditation, ramana the light of knowledge, blessed gift of peace, why I choose ramana maharishi, bhagavan is prayer to arunachala, silence, the shock, ramana synonym for grace, the immutable state, help from above, surrender, ramana sadguru, ramana the light supreme, I can't be the body, the ramana path, the great guru and a learned disciple, bhagavan's grace, the mind sattvic and rajasic, heart eloquence, where is ramana, the knowledge, bhagavan's universality, the perfect question, the day I surrendered, to whom the problem is, our true nature. Introduction. September 1 is an auspicious day for all Ramana devotees. It was on that day in 1896 that the 16-year young Venkata Ramanan stepped into Arunachala. On reaching the town Thiruvannamalai, Venkata Ramanan went direct to the Sanctum Sanctorium of the Arunachaleswara Temple and reported to Lord Arunachala, "Father, I have come obeying your call." With that report, his burden was over. The son had merged into the father and Arunachala Ramana was born. Devotees began to hail him as Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi, by which name and title the world now knows him. People of all stations and from all walks of life came to have the Maharshi's darshan. The light spread and was recognized despite the obstacles of time and space. Sri Maharshi's teaching was direct and simple. It appealed to all alike, orthodox or heterodox, Hindu or non-Hindu. His method of self-enquiry took the seeker direct to the depths of apperception and gave him the joyous experience of identity with the indweller, the self. Devotees of Sri Bhagavan know of the consecration of Sri Bhagavan's shrine of grace, Sri Ramaneshwara Mahalinga, which was done on completion of the Samadhi Mantap in 1967, when an appropriate souvenir, Ramana pictorial souvenir, was brought out to mark the occasion. It was part of the construction plan to bring to fruition In due course, Sri Ramana Auditorium, that is Meditation Hall, now taking shape in front of Sri Maharishi Samadhi Shrine. By his grace and the generous help of his devotees, who had long felt the need for a meditation hall and auditorium in front of his shrine, we were enabled to commence this work on an auspicious day, September 1, 1969, synchronizing with the date and month of 1896, with the aim of completing the same before the 20th Mahanirvana Day of Sri Bhagavan in May 1970. In furtherance of this event, the present souvenir is issued. In bringing out the same, our added aim has been to make available to devotees yet another collection of Sri Bhagavan's photographs with select articles specially contributed on Sri Ramana, whose light ever shines as the beacon on top of Arunachala. We have thus the Ramana Jyoti. The task of bringing out the souvenir was entrusted to Sri V. Ganesan, managing editor, The Mountain Path. To assist him in the task, a souvenir committee was formed, to whose devoted labors we owe the success of this project and to whom we express our deepest thanks. To the authors of the articles, we join our readers in offering sincere thanks. Special mention should be made of the services of Sri D.S. Shastri, Madras, Sri Popatlal B. Kotak and Sri P.V. Somasundaram, Bombay, on the business side, and of Professor K. Swaminathan, Delhi, on the editorial side. Professor Swaminathan also deserves our gratitude for providing English translations of Tamil poems and articles. We are grateful to Sri A.R. Natarajan, New Delhi, for his invaluable advice, guidance and help throughout the project. Once more, we must express our gratitude to a devotee who prefers to remain anonymous while offering to meet the cost of printing and producing this souvenir, and to a pious lady devotee from Spain whose substantial monetary contribution, in fact, encouraged us to take up the construction of the auditorium now. Our gratitude is also due to Sri K. Subbarayan, the architect engineer, and to Sri C. G. Chinnappa Naidu, the engineering contractor, both of Bangalore, but for whose cooperation and assurances the construction work would not have been commenced on 1-9-1969. We offer our grateful thanks to all the advertisers and industrialists who have helped generously to make this souvenir a success. To Sri Vishnupant K. Kadau, proprietor of Mrs. Shankaran Co., Bombay, our thanks are due once again for placing at our disposal, free of cost, all the blocks appearing in this souvenir. We also thank Mrs. Jupiter Press Private Limited, Madras, and their staff for their invaluable cooperation at every stage. May the grace of Sri Bhagavan bless one and all of us. 90th Sri Ramana Jayanti, 25-12-1969, President and Members of the Board of Trustees, Sri Ramanashramam. Sri Ramanarpitamastu.
Timirani nakevalam vachobhi karuna panga vilokitaischanrunam hridaye prasaram timardayantam bhagavantam ramanam gurum namami.
I worship the great master Ramana, who pierces through the dense darkness prevailing in the human heart, not only by word of mouth but also by virtue of grace imparted by his beneficent glance. Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni.